I thought maybe by now this gun control issue would have settled down. But judging by the debates down at the diner over breakfast, I'd say it's only gotten worse. The arguments are so heated, Big Larry doesn't bother turning on the gas for the grill in order to fry our bacon and eggs. And even so, they taste burnt to me. Jenny, the owner, posted a sign, "Leave your gun outside," order to the sheriff. Sort of meant to be humorous, but not totally. Walter, the first morning of Sheriff Jenny's edict, shouted, "Now what? They're taking away our First and Second Amendment rights?" And so the cafe was filled with the porcelain decibels of pounding coffee cups, pointed forks and knives, veiled threats, and hurled insults. The biscuits and gravy crowd squared off against the oatmeal and wheat toast faction, but both sides had higher blood pressure by the time they paid their bill. Poor Anita, the referee and waitress most mornings, got about half her usual tips. "Don't shoot the messenger," she would say to every guest. "I'm not taking sides. I'm just an innocent bystander." Walter wore his NRA cap every day and threatened to bring his weapons to breakfast, as was his right and even his civic duty, according to the Constitution, according to the gun lobby, according to Walter. Big Larry made it absolutely clear that wasn't going to happen on his watch, not on his grill. Happily, Walter, despite overwhelming firepower against Larry's spatula and scraper, decided to leave his arsenal at home. Last breakfast, Walter was ranting about the government doctors asking patients if they owned a gun, if they ever felt depressed, if they ever had violent thoughts. Hank, our local attorney, looked over his coagulating oatmeal and said, "All they're trying to do is intervene in a potential suicide before some depressed slob shoots himself," which, he added, is a hell of a lot of people. Walter posited that no, it was just an excuse to make a list of gun owners so they could take our guns away. "Well," said Hank, "if you're so all-fired worried, why are you telling all of us you got guns?" That, it goes without saying, sent Walter off on a caffeinated rage. I didn't really help by adding that, personally, I was all for suicide by gun, and all those poor Rambos with paranoia might consider similar relief. Needless to say, Walter and I aren't on speaking terms. But I don't consider it an abrogation of our First Amendment rights. You're just as free not to speak, and maybe a lot of us ought to exercise that a little more often.